Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for November the 2nd. Good to see you today. Hope that you are having a fantastic day, and we're praying the favor of God on you. I appreciate all of the prayers from so many of you and the way you reach out and tell us how this has been a blessing to you. I was just thinking the other day about how many times, and this is this doesn't happen every day, but how many times I've sort of gotten discouraged or thought, oh, why am I doing this, or what point does it, what's it going to make a difference? And then I'll hear from someone, and they'll just tell us, and it's not even always a huge event, just a sentence or two about what it means and why it's important, and it helps keep us going. And I thank you for that, and know that you're in our prayers and that you're on our hearts when we do this. We realize that people are listening and that a difference can be made. If I wasn't a real believer in the power of the word, I wouldn't bother. But I believe in the power of the word so firmly that if you apply the word into situations, it works. The word works like a seed. You know, Jesus doesn't refer to the seed just as an illustration. He is using that phrase, that understanding of the seed, because that's what happens with the word. It grows. It takes root. And if you've had something applied into your heart and your life word-wise lately, don't rush it. Don't panic. Let the word take its time. The word works. That's my word for you today. The word works. Apply the word of God to those moments in your life, to those areas of your life. And I culminate that thought with this: be it unto you according to your faith. So let those areas meet your faith and let that faith go to work. Well, I didn't intend to do any of that today, but that was just on my mind and heart as we hit record. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, therefore whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord, or as the King James says, unworthily. And I like to say that you should think of them in terms of an adverb and an adjective. If you're unworthy, that's an adjective. If you're taking unworthily, that's an adverb. And unworthily is the manner that is talked about, that you are taking it as if you're not worthy, in a manner befitting someone who is not worthy. Rather than seeing yourself as worthy, you're seeing yourself as unworthy. Now, I want to put that together with verse 28, because it needs it. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. When I first started preaching communion as something you should participate in whenever you want to, because it's an act of faith in the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus, and that coincided with a real revelation of grace for me, because to me, the communion ceremony come alive once I had the finished work, at least a baseline understanding of the finished work. And I remember as I was pastoring at the time in Missouri, and I remember having people come to me, one woman specifically, I'll never forget, who said, I used to skip church on the Sundays when they said they were going to have communion because I never felt like I was worthy, and I hated that part of the sermon where they said, okay, you need to come up here and make sure everything's out of your life before you take this, because I thought that if I didn't have everything straightened out just right and I partook it, that I would be judged by God and I would be punished because I didn't come before him completely clean. Well, first of all, that's an assumption about God that I think's wrong. Secondly, it's an assumption about your own cleanliness that is wrong, because it fails to take into account that you've been sanctified by the blood of Jesus once for all. And it's a mentality that is faulty in that it doesn't put the onus of responsibility on your righteousness on the back of Jesus, which is right where the responsibility should lie, because Christ didn't go to the cross because he lost. He went to the cross because he won. And so what was he winning? He was winning our righteousness. We are in right standing before the Father. You're not in wrong standing, no matter what's happening or happened in your life. So when you examine yourself, it is not to you're not examining yourself to see if you can spot some sin that needs removed. You're examining yourself in a way that Paul does not get deep into in this passage, but he does in 2 Corinthians. And so I want to jump ahead because I want you to see what I think is the only real proper examination of yourself in the spiritual sense. Now, you should probably examine yourself in the natural sense quite a bit. If you never examined yourself, you wouldn't comb your hair. You know, I mean, I know I'm being super simple with it, but think about it. If you didn't examine yourself in the mirror, you wouldn't bother to, you know, move the sleepy out of the little sleepy gunk out of the corner of your eye. you would just let stuff go. So there's a natural examination that might include taking care of your body and taking care of your stuff and examining your place in the world. Spiritually, your examination seems rather limited. 2 Corinthians 13:5, Paul says this, "Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified, or unless indeed you do not stand the test? But I trust you will know that we are not disqualified." It sounds to me like Paul's trying to let them know, you are qualified, but you need to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Not examine yourself to see if you have sin in your life. Not examine yourself to see how strong you are. Examine your faith. Take inventory of what you believe, why you believe it, what you don't believe, and why you don't believe it. To me, when Paul talks about self-examination, this is what Paul is talking about. And it's actually, I'm on pretty safe ground, because this is Paul explaining Paul. So examine yourself and then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. What you should come up with is, I'm qualified. And once you realize I'm qualified, then the bread and the blood mean that much more. We move on tomorrow. See you then. God bless.